Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. We are told in the scriptures, if any man is in Christ, or woman for that matter, they are a new creation. The old has passed and the new has come. One of the marks of being a true believer is that our lives have been changed. We are no longer like we used to be. The Bible tells us that we are brought out of darkness into His marvelous light. I want you to join us over the next few messages as we are sharing with those who have come to Christ what difference should be noticed in our lives as we follow Him as our Lord and Savior. If you are not sure about your relationship with Jesus Christ, pay close attention to these messages. You'll find out what the difference is between those who walk in the dark and those who walk in the light.
Is anybody talking about Jesus around you? If not, that's because you haven't brought Him up in the conversation. See, I thought this was going to be another one of those. Who does folks say that I am back in Jerusalem? But who do folks say that I am in Humble? Would you say, I don't know what they would say because they never come up in your conversation? We're talking about everything else and we're not talking about Jesus. Have you noticed in this lesson that we've been looking at in the book of Mark, if you've been going along with us, you've seen where Jesus has done something in the lives of people. He healed the blind man and he said, now listen, don't you go tell nobody what I've done. And the blind man said, okay, hey, let me tell you what Jesus did. He healed the lame man and said, don't you go tell nobody. All right, hey, I couldn't walk, but Jesus healed me. He couldn't stop them from spreading the news. He couldn't stop them from talking to somebody about the goodness of God and what He's done in his life. He told them not to tell it. And somebody wrote a song, said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I just couldn't keep it to myself. What's going on in the church that the church folks are not that interested in talking to people about Jesus? Listen, you don't have to be intimidated by what the culture is saying, separation of church and state and all of that kind of a thing. If the church is in you and you in the state, you can't be separated. Paul said this in the book of Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First the Jew, then the Gentile. In the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous, the just shall live by faith. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And none of us in here, consciously in our mind, says we are ashamed of the gospel. We don't say that. We just don't put the gospel forward. Paul also said this in Romans, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? There are people who don't believe in the Lord. How can they call on Him? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? They can't believe in Him if they ain't heard about it. And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? This word preaching is just proclaiming what the Lord has done in their lives. And how can they preach unless they're sent? And the Lord says, I'm sending you. How can folks not know about Jesus when you're in the presence of Him? What are you talking about if you're not talking about the Lord? He ought to come up in your conversation sometime. He ought to come up in your conversation sometime. You don't have to wait for a miracle. You can just say like the old saints used to say, He woke me up this morning and He started me on my way. And so here's Jesus then trying to find out through His disciples, what are the people saying? And who do they say that I am? And the disciples replied to this first question. Who do people say that I am? They replied, some said John the Baptist. Some others say Elijah. And still others, one of the prophets. John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the prophets. Let's look at John the Baptist, indicating when they said John the Baptist, they're thinking that he has come back from the dead. They thought it was John doing the miracle work that Jesus performed. They said it must be John the Baptist because he's doing this thing. Even Herod the king was suspicious. I wonder if that's John who came back from the dead after I had him decapitated. And even John the Baptist had to answer this question for himself. Who is this? In Matthew 11:2, when John heard in prison that what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one that was to come? Or should we look for somebody else? Do we expect somebody else? Or tell me exactly again who you are because of what you've been doing. I want to know who you are. Some say Elijah and some say one of the prophets. Even Matthew in this passage mentions that some say you're Jeremiah who's come back. The Jews were on the lookout for the return of Elijah the prophet. And so they were coming up with all kinds of opinions and ideas about who Jesus was. In John chapter 1 verse 19, this was John's testimony, John the Baptist, when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. And he did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, then who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He said, no. So there was a popular opinion that Jesus could be Elijah. He could be one of the prophets. And then they even said, maybe he's John the Baptist. Verse 22, finally they said, who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I'm the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord. Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, why then do you baptize if you're not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? They were trying to figure out who was this man who had come up on the scene without a big announcement, but he was doing wonderful miracles and divine things and teaching the word of God. If you ask who Jesus Christ is today, you're going to get all kinds of answers. Who is he? There are many opinions. There are theological positions from religions, from atheists, from prognostics who would say he is this or that. In Islam, Jesus is one of several thousand prophets sent by Allah. He was sinless, born of a virgin, a great miracle worker, but he was not the Son of God. In Judaism, the Jews do not believe he was the Messiah, nor do they believe he was the Son of God, nor that he rose from the dead. They don't believe it. In Hinduism, Jesus is a teacher. He's the Son of God, as are others. But he did not rise from the dead. For the Jehovah's Witness, Jesus is not God. Before he lived on earth, he was Michael, the archangel. Jesus is not coming again because he returned in 1914 in spirit. In Mormonism, Jesus was created as a spirit child by the Father and Mother in heaven. His death on the cross does not provide full atonement for all sins, but does provide everyone with resurrection. And you can go on and on with the different religions and New Age and Scientology and all kinds of opinions about who Jesus is. But after hearing what others were saying about who he was, Jesus came to the most important question, and that's the question today. In verse 29 of our text, he said, but what about you? Who do you say that I am? And that's what I want to ask you today. Who do you say he is? Oh, it's one thing to sing about, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. But it's another thing for you to be able to say who he is. When you finish listening to your friends and your co-workers using Jesus' name in vain and talk about they don't believe in God, who do you say he is? After your favorite talk show host talking about the many avenues to inner peace and to that guiding light and that walk toward enlightenment, who do you say he is? When your family members may tell you Jesus is not for us today, Jesus still have that same question, but what about you? Who do you say he is? Each man and woman is going to have to stand for themselves before the judgment and give account of who Jesus is. See, when you stand before the judgment, you can't stand up there and say, well, I was going after you and I was thinking you was the right one. But all of my friends kept telling me something different. So I was trying to figure out which. No. Peter stepped up and said, you are the Christ. I don't know what was going on. I can't really imagine the full context of this conversation. But I'm wondering why he was the only one who said something. There was a lot of disciples there. But I know Peter had a quick trigger and he would jump up and say things. But somebody else ought to say, yes, he's right. There are people sitting in church today that are not sure who Jesus is. There are people who have come down to the altar call and have said, I invite you to be my Lord, and they still don't know who he is. But who is this Jesus? Jesus is God, the second person of the Trinity. He is co-equal with God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. He was born of a virgin by the Holy Spirit. In his own words, he said, I am the way. He's the only way to the Father, only way to salvation, the only way to eternal life. This Jesus is the one who died on a cross for full sacrifice and payment of our sin. He rose from the dead on the third day. And if I was Missionary Baptist, I would say, didn't he get up early one Sunday morning with what?
All power.
Where? In his hand. But he rose up on that third day and he physically ascended to heaven. And he will come again visibly and physically at the end of the world to establish God's kingdom and judge the world. That's who he is. That's who he is theologically. But if you have received him as your Lord and your Savior, you may not be able to articulate who he is theologically. However, you will be able to testify about who he is to you. You may not be able to say it like others who know him. You may not be able to speak up like Peter, but you'll be able to say who he is. If you know him and you have experienced him and he's come into your life and he's brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He's broken the power of sin in your life. You used to be addicted to drugs, but he saved you and he broke that drug addiction. You used to be in fear and apprehension about who you were, but he gave you a new life. You will be able to talk about who he is. Somebody already have given you some help when they said he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. They said he's the bread of life. He's the bright morning star. Somebody said he's the chief shepherd. He's the Christ, the Messiah. Somebody said he is the door. He is Emmanuel. He's the friend of sinners. See, you can just talk about who he is to you. You can say, I don't know what anybody else is going to say, but I know who he is to me. He's the great shepherd. He's the high priest. He's the I am. He's the Lamb of God. He's the light of the world. Somebody said he's the Prince of Peace. He's the resurrection and the life. He's a sure foundation. He's the truth and he is the way. You can say it like your grandmama used to say it. He makes a way out of no way. He puts food on your table. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. You may not know it like somebody else knows, but you can say, I don't know who he is to you. But you can't tell it like I tell it. You don't know what he is to me. He's my Lord and he's my Savior. He picked me up. He turned me around. He put my feet on some solid ground. I can find my way right now. See, you shouldn't have to wait too long when the Lord say, who or do you say I am? You can say, you're the one that saved me. You're the one that raised me. You're the one that picked me up. You are my joy in the middle of a storm. You're my hope when there's no hope. You're my help when there's no help. Somebody Somebody ought to know who he is because they've been around us. Who do you say that he is? You're the way maker. You're my provider. You open the door for me. You open the door where I can get that job. I know who you are. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, the enemy would have swallowed me alive. Somebody say, he's my healer. When the doctors say I couldn't make it, he came in and he touched me and he healed my body. Yeah, somebody say, when I was in the depths of my despair, his light shined upon me and he brought me out of a horrible pit. That's who he is. Oh, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. So the problem is, we're going to have to get our testimony and dust it off and say, I'm not ashamed to tell somebody who he is. I know who he is because that he's real in my life. He brought me out. He's keeping me alive. He's the one that woke me up this morning. He's the one that giving me my joy, my strength, my peace. Yeah, you can talk about him all you want to. I don't have to argue with you theologically about what you think he is. You can say anything you want to say. But when you ask me, what do I have to say? I can tell you who he is. I know he's real in my life. I know that he's coming to my heart. I know what I used to be like before I met him. And I know what I'm like now. Yes, the more we begin to tell people who he is. See, you ought to be excited every once in a while. You come up to a stranger and say, let me tell you who I met yesterday. I met Jesus Christ and he changed my life. We are not ashamed when Jesus said, who do you say that I am? We ought to say, you are my Lord and you are my Savior. I still remember who I used to be before he came into my life. I still remember my pathway before he came into my life. I still remember where I was headed before he came into my life. I knew I wasn't saved. See, the problem is folks that think everybody is saved as soon as you're born. But the Bible said we were born in sin and we need a Savior. So don't let the folks fool you. I'm good. I'm okay. Everybody's going to that higher place. Everybody going to some place, but everybody ain't going to be with the Lord. There's still a heaven. And there's still a hell. Folks don't want to talk about hell no more. Jesus talked about it. And when he talked about it, he said, the fire is never quenched. So you need to do all you can. I came here so you don't have to go to hell. Amen. I'm your Savior. Amen. I am the Savior of the world. Look to me and live. He says, I'm dying on a cross so that you don't have to die an eternal death. He's Jesus Christ. He's my Savior and my Lord. Listen, somebody asks you, who's Jesus to you? Don't be talking about he's the man upstairs. Say, he's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my strength. He's my hope. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my provider. He's my healer. So you might have to go home and practice. And every day when you get up, and don't think you just woke up on your own. There's somebody right now whose alarm is still going off because they can't touch it and turn it off no more. They laid down last night. They're not ever getting up again. So whenever you wake up, say, thank you, Lord, for another day. When you get home after a day's work, say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me back safely. I can't do this on my own. You're my protector. You're my Lord. You're my God. Somebody give God some praise in this place today. Father, we thank you for who you are. You ought to just say, just ask me. Just ask me who he is. I'm ready. I'm ready. Don't ask me who he is. I can keep going on and on and on about who he is and what he's done in my life. Sometimes you need to go back and replay the tape of who you used to be before you met him. Then you can review what he has done in your life. You know that God opened that door for you to get that job. You know that God blessed you and you're more blessed than you've ever been. It is the blessings of the Lord that have come into your life that have taken you where you are right now. We're going to have to start promoting, and speaking. When the Lord says, who do people say that I am? The people have said, I haven't met you for myself. I go to work with Willie, and Willie told me all about you. Now I need to meet you. People don't want to meet Jesus because he hadn't been promoted right. If we start promoting him, somebody's going to want to meet him. If we start telling all the good things about the Lord and what the Lord has done, somebody's going to say, how do I get to meet him? But if you go to work and your attitude is like everybody else, your behavior is like everybody else, you cussing like everybody else, you mean like everybody else, then don't try to put Jesus in that. Don't be cussing folks out and say, you know, well, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Somebody ought to ask you, how do you stay calm in the middle of all the things that are going on around here? It is because I have the peace that Jesus Christ brings. And he brings peace in the middle of a storm. Don't say, I get up in the morning and I just have a little quiet time. With who? I have a quiet time with Jesus. Put him in there. We try to sneak something in. Quiet time. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. You don't have to go out with a big cross around your neck. He didn't even tell us to wear the cross. He told us we need to bear the cross. Listen, God is looking for those who will go out and said, listen, let me tell you who Jesus is for me. Here's what I want to do right now. There's somebody in here, if I'd ask you who Jesus is, you will not be able to say he's my Lord and my Savior because you've never made that connection with him. Listen, you just can't act like because somebody else know him, you know about him, is not knowing him. People ask me all the time, do you know this person? They say they know you. And I'm thinking, I don't know, the name sounds familiar, but I can't put a face with that. Just because somebody know you don't mean you know them. You know, I'm on the radio and sometimes I do a television something and somebody may say, yo, I know him. I know your pastor. They wouldn't recognize me if I walked in the room. People say, I know Jesus. But the question is, does he know you? And if he's not going to say, that's one of my children, then you need to get that relationship right with God. I want to make an appeal to you this morning. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're at the right place at the right time to start a brand new life and a brand new relationship with him. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Let's bow our heads this morning. If you're here and you've never made a commitment to Christ, here's what I want you to do. I want you to lift your hand right where you are and say, Pastor, I want to be sure that I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Wherever you are, just lift your hand up high. We want to pray with you. We're not going to embarrass you and you don't have to say anything. But we want to be sure that you have that relationship. Who do you say that he is in your life?
It was the hymn writer who said, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. When the Spirit of God comes into your life, you are a different person. You will walk different, you will talk different, and you will allow the Holy Spirit to completely control your life so that God can do some amazing things for you and through you. This is Jerry G. Martin, and I certainly hope that these messages about living the holy life, the Christian life, has been a help for you. If you would like to hear today's message again, you can hear it on our new podcast. It's called The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Just download the podcast app on your iPhone or your Android and go to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. You can hear today's message as well as previous messages. You can share the message with others who you think may benefit from it. Let me invite you as well to be our guest at the Light of the World. We meet each Sunday at 16161 Old Humble Road. Pastor Jackie Martin is in a great series right now, and it will be a blessing and a benefit to all of you who come to know the Lord and want to grow in your faith. The Light of the World is a place to believe and a place to belong. Join us online at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. The Beacon Bookstore is open on our campus for Bibles, books, communion, and church supplies. Call us 281-441-2885. That's 281-441-2885. Now for the light of the world, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.